This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Welcome to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. They are finding this out, by the way, in San Francisco, evidently. They're finding out that if you crack down on crime, if you crack down on car burglaries, guess what? You get less car burglaries. I mean, this is probably, could be the key to the universe. I'm not sure. It could be the key to the universe and everything. Right? Shades of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, of course. But maybe this is the key. The key to actually having less crime is cracking down on crime. We'll tell you more about that here on the program this morning, folks, because it is evidently happening in San Francisco. Kyle Warren with you. Here we are, folks. It is the Thursday edition of the program. Here we are with you bright and early. Hour number four of the broadcast. And if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can dial us up at 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by, and we hope to hear from you this morning. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, and send us a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running. You can find me there, find links, rather, there as well for Facebook. Also for X as well, and if you'd like to follow us on social media. And welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer, our flagship station there in Tampa, Florida. Also, of course, everyone listening along the GCN network. GCN, of course, distributes our program to the various great AM and FM affiliates across your radio dial across the country. So we have a lot to talk about this morning, as always. It is chock full, and I almost don't even know where to start. We have the big debate, of course, and we'll get into that a little bit here as we go through this first segment and the second segment. Now, at the bottom of the hour, you're in for a real treat because we'll be talking with Jimmy T. Smith. He is with Concerned Veterans for America, and their website, by the way, is cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4A. .org, and we are going to be talking about, of course, many of these different issues that are affecting our vets today, and also how Concerned Veterans for America can help in real time affect policy for our deployed military forces in different parts of the world, namely places like Syria, where they continue to come under attack. And so there is just a lot that Concerned Veterans for America does for our vets and even for our active military as well. So you don't want to miss it. Stay tuned. Bottom of the hour, Jimmy T. Smith will be with us right here on the program. And if you have a question about the things that they do and the how they help our vets, you're welcome to call in at that time as well, 949-822-7959. Well, yes, as I said, Ed, right there at the top of the intro there, this from Washington Examiner. San Francisco has decided to crack down on car burglaries. Now, you may recall, I mean, I've seen some of the video, news video of this kind of thing. You know, people just can't park their cars overnight, right? I mean, or the windows get busted out. You can't leave anything in your car. You know, if you rent a car there, you know, it's subject to being burglarized. And it's just become the new norm in San Francisco, among so many other horrible things, right? And I've never rented a car in San Francisco the times that I've been there. My wife and I, we actually, we rented a scooter once. This was years and years and years ago before we ever had kids, but we went to San Francisco on a trip, you know, for fun, and we ended up renting a scooter, and we drove all around the streets of San Francisco on a scooter. So, you know, that was an experience, to say the least. And then later on, I think I mentioned this the other night, I used to ride a motorcycle as well. So, but it was a lot of fun, and we got to have a little time there going around San Francisco and seeing the different sites. But I can't imagine renting a car there now and, like, parking it somewhere, because that seems like you're just inviting problems. But evidently, because San Francisco has cracked down on car burglaries, they have now seen a drop in car burglaries. So I don't know if there's a connection here. I don't know. That could be some kind of cosmic thing happening. But it may be impossible to know, the Washington Examiner says, but the two things may be related. I love that. And because obviously they're pointing this out, you know, how weird this is. It's weird, isn't it? Yeah, we crack down. We start denying criminals the ability to do crime, and it starts going down. San Francisco renewed its focus on car break-ins using bait cars, plainclothes police officers, and video surveillance to crack down on car burglaries. San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins, who replaced pro-criminal District Attorney Chelsea Boudin after he was recalled, emphasized vigorous prosecutions, hard-line messaging, and police efforts targeted at prolific burglars. Incredibly enough, arresting prolific car burglars and throwing the book at them has resulted in fewer car burglaries. All right. Very interesting. So, you know, that's a ray of hope, right? It's a ray of hope looking to see that, hey, if we do things the right way, if we go for the public good, if we seek to protect the public and the public's property, there may be some pretty good, not unintended, but intended consequences. And that is, of course, that the city might just become a little bit safer. Now, what happens if we start applying that across the board? Or we start applying it in, I don't know, places like Los Angeles, where Gascon is there? Gotta tell you, it seems like a recipe for success. Speaking of that, folks, we're coming right back right after this short break. Stay right there, Kyle Warren with you.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Oh, this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. And you won't just be gone.
You're listening to Kyle One.
And so this is Christmas.
And it is Christmas. At least it's almost Christmas. But Hanukkah is beginning today, so we do want to wish everyone a very happy Hanukkah as well. December 7th, sundown through December 15th this year. And welcome back, everybody. And yes, happy Christmas, I think, is probably appropriate as well with that song playing. Okay, 949-822-7959. That is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And we have so much more to talk about. Don't even know where to start. And, of course, the debate was very interesting indeed. We were just talking a little bit there with Chris Markowski right before the top of the hour. There were some interesting parts of it. There were also some parts where it started to kind of go off the rails a little bit. But there are those who say that, well, Vivek Ramaswamy won the debate. Some might say that DeSantis won the debate, that in fact he won the debate against Gavin Newsom last week, and then now suddenly he's won this debate. So you people singing his praises on that. Some would say Haley would have won, and some would say Christie would have won. But I love what Larry Elder said. I really do. Larry Elder tweeted out on X. He simply had a very simple question. The winner? And he had a graphic up there of Donald Trump. And so I do kind of think that, certainly no matter what, Donald Trump is still one of the major factor, even of this debate. Now, it is good to hear about the different policies or different qualifications and so forth. But at the same time, though, without Donald Trump there, his presence still sort of overshadows. And that's not simply because, if he was 5 points ahead in the polls, that might be one thing, right? Or if he was just 10 points ahead in the polls, that might be one thing. But he is far and away ahead in the polls, you know, on the order of 30 points or in that area. And that is pretty significant. It's pretty insurmountable. And I think one of the things that we're not seeing, even though now it's dwindled, you know, Doug Burgum, Governor Burgum, he dropped out of the race just right before this debate was to take place, of course. And there are all kinds of reasons for this in terms of money, in terms of polling and so forth. So you got down to the four. You got Christie, Ramaswamy, Nikki Haley, and of course, Ron DeSantis. So, even though you've got these four, they're talking about these different policies and so forth, and talking and trying to go after themselves, and it just became a melee in many, many respects. And everybody's still trying to make that name, and at the same time, trying to establish themselves as the person who can usurp the Donald Trump mantle at this point. And I just don't think that there was any breakout of that. That's, you know, I think just a very unique phenomenon. You know, as I was talking at the earlier part of the program, hour number one, that, you know, we really are in uncharted waters. And I think, you know, we can apply that in so many different ways these days to what's happening around the world, the effects of our own foreign policy problems, and some would say, and I think one of myself included, our foreign policy blunders that are occurring that really do sort of shift things into a realm where it doesn't really seem to track with traditional things that have happened in the past. And so that's a very strange place to be. But and when you apply it to this political season, you've never had a former president really come back and run and win. I mean, you can go back to Teddy Roosevelt, and, you know, he didn't win. He came out, if I recall correctly, with the Bull Moose Party and tried to run as an independent. You know, that didn't work. But here you've got a former president who did not go into oblivion, by the way. That's typically what happens with presidents. They tend to fade away very quickly. And George W. Bush, as I recall, I think even specifically said that he was going to, you know, step back, you know, way back out of the public light after he left office, simply to give the new president the time to go and this kind of stuff. And no matter what, I mean, there's kind of a very exclusive club, isn't it, in terms of former presidents. But that's typically what happens, and you don't really hear from them a lot, right? But Donald Trump, of course, very different, leaving office under a very, very different kind of set of circumstances, to say the least, with the election and the challenges and all the things that are wrapped up with that. He's stayed in the public eye and kind of running a campaign in and of itself, even before this campaign season actually really began. So, but I just don't see it at this point that there was any kind of, that there will or even would be a breakout runaway candidate that will be able to challenge Trump and sort of, you know, inherently go take that nomination. Now, that being said, there still could be circumstances, and we just don't know how all this is going to play out, the legal circumstances and so forth. And then we also have to get into the primaries themselves, but barring something like that, I don't know that the GOP is going to be on track to nominate anybody else other than Donald Trump. All right, back M and Bob, line one, you're there, and good morning again.
Good morning again. Agreed 100%. Trump won the debate. Larry Elder's dead right.
Yep, I think he is. Yeah.
The second thing is, what do you think of my rotating one-on-one thing now after that debacle debate?
I think that they need to hire you as a consultant in order to do that. Yeah, I think you're right, because it just devolved, and I think people kind of tune out. I mean, some might watch and they say, "Well, I've got my, you know, cheesy puffs or something," and it can be entertaining. I mean, there's just no doubt about that. But I think
look at how many people watched the Trump, DeSantis versus Newsom debate. Okay, look at the interest. If you had the one-on-one, if you had a rotating one-on-one, people would be able to watch. They'd be interested to see how their guy performed. it would give the candidates, and especially if they did it with no sound, meaning other people were not allowed to listen to the other person's responses and saying. In other words, each person would be in a vacuum as to what happened on the other candidate's side.
Yeah, like on a game show. They're backstage with headphones on. Something like that. Yeah, well
whatever. They could just have a separate room. They could just have three separate rooms, that's all. Three separate rooms with cameras in each one. And then if you had it on the screen, you could have like four different little screens and people could switch back, the moderators could switch back and forth.
Yeah, I think in terms of substance, you're right. You know, trying to get people to hear the substance of what the candidates are saying. I just have this feeling that the candidates overall would never agree to such a thing only because they want that time to say, to get that zinger in, to say, don't you talk to me like that because I represent the people of the great state of such and such that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, but that would happen on the one-on-one situations too.
Could be, but they also want that dynamic. But no, I'm with you. I do think that there's got to be a better way to enunciate their policies and their positions so that thoughtful voters can sit there and say, okay, I like this about that, but I don't like that about this. So that's this kind of thing. And,
well, you got a few connections, maybe. I don't know if you do or you don't, but why don't you suggest that to somebody in the Republican Party?
Yeah, well, good idea. Well, again, yeah, there's when it degenerates or it becomes name calling, I think people don't like that.
I know
that. Yeah.
People and by the way, also it also gives the Democrats more fuel to say, you know, it also turns away potential Democratic convertees too to the Republican side.
Indeed, that's right, and that's going to be really key moving into this next election. And because they're already going to be looking for something new. They're already going to be looking for something that says, how do we make things better? Because the Democrats have made a mess of everything. And how do you get them to come over to the alternative and feel good about it, for lack of a better term?
I don't know. Do you have anybody that you can go to make that kind of suggestion?
Well, we'll see what we can do. Absolutely. If we...
You want to give me a yes? I'm going to go back to the FBI guy. Give me a yes or give me a no.
Well, I don't know if anybody will listen. See, that's the thing. They gotta listen. And so the broadcasters are the ones you got to talk to on that. All right.
Well, I don't know. That's maybe even more of your type of deal. I don't know.
Well, thanks, Pat Gamble.
By the way, Kyle.
Yes.
Let me ask you one last question.
Sure.
Here.
Real quick.
Okay?
Yeah.
Is there any way that I can talk to you off air?
There could be. Yeah. Send me a direct message with your telephone number, and we'll go from there.
No, I mean, like I used to talk to the other moderator off the air in between the breaks. I'd call and he'd pick up between breaks. Can you talk to me between the breaks?
I think so. We'll see if we can rig that up. Take care. We'll talk soon. We're going out to break.
All right, bye.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. Three people were fatally shot and a fourth person is expected to survive in an attack on the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus. That's located a couple miles east of the Las Vegas Strip. The Associated Press is reporting the shooting suspect was a 60-year-old professor who unsuccessfully applied for a job at UNLV. He previously worked at East Carolina University in North Carolina. Kevin McMahill is the sheriff for the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department.
UNLV campus police responded to the scene and engaged the suspect immediately right outside of Beam Hall. LVMPD officers also responded simultaneously. I can tell you today, three of the victims are confirmed deceased. There is a fourth victim who suffered a gunshot wound and is now currently in Sunrise Hospital, upgraded to stable condition.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
We continue to race through this Thursday morning edition. We're here with you bright and early, of course. No doubt about that. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, or if you might have a question or comment for our next special guest, of course, Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. Their website, of course, is cv4a.org. That's CV4, the number 4a.org. I'll get it right in a second, Jimmy, don't you think? Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Yes, you're not the only one that ends up having to struggle with that every once in a while, but we always want to make sure people understand we're for America.
Yeah, well, absolutely. That's right. So CV4A.org, Concerned Veterans for America. Welcome once again, Jimmy. We had time off, of course, after Thanksgiving, but we've spoken before then, after then as well. But there's a lot going on, and there's a specific issue that's come to light here about the VA in connection with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement and medical care for immigrants being funneled in some way through the VA. Can you tell us about that?
That's right. Unauthorized immigrants are being given what we have been asking for, which is community care. So unauthorized immigrants under ICE now go through the program that veterans have been promised through the Mission Act. And what that is, it's an agreement between ICE and the VA. And why we don't really care what ICE does, because that's not our thing, our problem is as we are sitting here screaming community care works and veterans want community care, veterans need life-saving community care, the VA is literally doing everything they can to prevent veterans from getting it, but yet here's unauthorized immigrants who are being pushed into it, which just demonstrates, first and foremost, that community care works. But it really is basing the concept of how the VA thinks on the fact that the VA really is not there for the veterans. The VA is there for the VA. And you can see it by the statement. There's a video out there. And in the video, the Undersecretary for Health at the VA says that they want to reduce their reliance on community care by maximizing care at VA facilities. And he basically told them, press the easy button less for community care. So for unauthorized immigrants, they're pressing the easy button, and they're being told to press the easy button less for veterans. And it's shocking because, well, first and foremost, the priority of the VA is veterans. It's in the title.
Indeed, yeah. So this is something that, you know, is going to affect the care for vets, and that's outrageous, isn't it? Because you're right, this organization is supposed to be there to help them.
Exactly. You know, Kyle, it's one of those things where we have talked about one-star ratings, we've talked about denying care, we've talked about how they try to dissuade those who need mental health from using outside sources for mental health. They have said that they don't need to follow the law when it comes to whistleblowers and things like that. There's so many things that the VA is doing wrong, but this is an example of the worst of the entirety of it. There is a program specifically created for veterans, and the VA is doing all they can to prevent veterans from using it, but working with the ICE to allow unauthorized immigrants to go ahead and move through easily and quickly.
Well, and I understand, too, that even though this began, I think it had the genesis in the Trump administration, but there are many officials who are very shocked to find out that this was happening, so somehow this was way under the radar.
It was, and here's the thing. The VA really doesn't care who the president is. The VA is the example of a bureaucracy that just does as it pleases, goes before Congress, gives testimony. And here's the funny thing. In testimony, before Congress, before Senator Moran, I believe it was, they said they were asked about this. Oh, we know nothing about it. And yet, they said in the article, they said, well, we've always known about this. It's been out there since, I believe, like you said, 2020, right? So on one side, they're lying to Congress, say, oh, we know nothing about this. On the other side, they're like, oh, yes, everybody knew about this. It's the two faces of the VA because they don't care who the president is. They don't care what party's in charge. They just do as they damn well please and rarely are held accountable.
Well, how does this, you know, how does this get addressed? I mean, obviously, you know, we're trying to shine light on it here, but what mechanism is there to actually, you know, bring this kind of practice to an end so that our vets get the actual benefits out of what they need?
Well, first and foremost, to go to your members of Congress, call them, tell them it's unacceptable. So they can go to, they can go on CV4A.org and find out more about this, but they should be calling their congressmen and women and saying, this is unacceptable. We need oversight. We need people to look into this and find out who made these agreements. But since we're the kind of organization that provides answers, we have worked with Congress on legislation called the Veterans Healthcare Freedom Act. This would put the veterans in charge, like every other American who has healthcare. And now we won't have to worry about the VA not giving us community care. We would simply be able to schedule for ourselves. And if you like the VA, that's fine. But if you need to go outside or if you want to go outside the VA for health care, you'd be allowed to. That would preempt all of this kerfuffle that's going on in the VA, the scandals that's going on in the VA, and put the veteran in charge. So the two asks of anybody who's listening, one, tell your members of Congress that veterans should come first in the VA healthcare system. And two, the answer is the Veterans Healthcare Freedom Act.
Very interesting indeed. And absolutely. And see, that's proactive steps that that people can take. And also this Veterans Healthcare Freedom Act, you know, that sounds like it really is the ticket overall, you know, for our vets, so that they're not, you know, waiting in line, or perhaps they get to a different kind of specialist faster, or they're simply going to get a much better experience. And a lot of times, time is of the essence with something like that.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, there's a number of examples in the VA's own Office of Inspector General's report where they talked about delayed care. So in the Carolinas, they were dissuading the use of mental health for veterans to get care outside of the VA. So instead, they were trying to force them inside the VA. Well, that delay is affecting their ability to get mental health counseling. And we know there's 17-plus veterans a day committing suicide. So you have to ask, how many veterans committed suicide during that time? Then you have veterans like John Avando out in, I believe, New Mexico, and basically he had to wait 4 months, 4 months to get his cancer treatment.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that is unacceptable in the extreme. And you also mentioned, too, of course, and this is very near and dear to all of our hearts here at the program and at the station, I know, and this is, when you mention about vets who are committing suicide, this is also something that just, it just breaks our hearts. And, you know, we always want our vets to know that, that we do love them, and there's hope, and there's people to reach out to, even if it's a trusted friend or somebody. In other words, you know, you've got to say something to somebody, because you're going to find people are going to be receptive to helping you, correct?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that we in the veterans community do relatively well is we will just out of blue reach out to somebody that if we still have, are in contact with them, reach out to them and be like, hey, I want to let you know we love you and, you know, hope everything's going well. If you need to talk, let me know. You know, not always does it end up getting a reply of, hey, I need help, but there are times it does. So that's important. But, again, it goes back to they should be able to also talk them into going to get the care they need, because quite often sometimes you need that nudge, and that's what these buddy calls will do. But, again, if you have a broken VA healthcare system, having people call veterans, their fellow veterans, and saying, hey, how you doing, and suggesting they get help does no good if the help is not timely and available.
Well, indeed. But then again, this is where this Veterans Healthcare Freedom Act might come into play as well, because that gives them that opportunity, hopefully, to seek especially mental health care, you know, from different resources then.
Absolutely. So if this will come out to where it's like almost anybody else's health care. And let's admit it, right now, if I had a problem today, I could pick up the phone, call the doctor, call a walk or call a mental health clinic or a rehab clinic and say, hey, I need help. And they would probably facilitate me coming in a timely manner. Now, if I was in crisis, you can already go to these facilities. The VA has that program.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to get people before they get to crisis. And, yes, it's important to get it, you know, get people taken care of in crisis, but let's start earlier to prevent them from getting there in the first place.
Indeed.
And let's make sure we prioritize our veterans over unauthorized immigrants.
Indeed. Jimmy T. Smith, Concerned Veterans for America, thank you so much. We're going to talk again next week. Take care.
God bless you.
God bless.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
You know the thing.
I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm gonna go to bed.
Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are heading towards Christmas time. And a little bit of the King there this morning, bringing us back in here for this final segment of the morning, Thursday morning. It's been a great program so far, and we're still having fun here on this program this morning. And there's something I do want to say, and I appreciate Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America so much. And again, their website, CV4A.org, CV4A.org. And we talked about what you can do and what our listeners can do in order to make sure that this particular issue having to do with the healthcare and ICE and this sort of thing, make sure that the healthcare goes for our vets where it's supposed to go through the VA. You can get in touch with your congressional representative. And the House telephone number is 202, and that is 202-225-3121, 202-225-3121. You can call your representative there. And for good measure, the Senate's number is 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. And you want to talk to them about this issue with ICE and the VA and also the Veterans Healthcare Freedom Act. you want to tell them about that as well. So the more people that call and the more people that get involved with this, you're going to be doing our vets a good turn. And that's exactly what we're all about here on this program. And that's why I just am so grateful and happy to be able to talk with Jimmy T. Smith each week here on the program as we talk about the great things that they're able to do for our vets and to talk about the welfare of our vets in general. So, again, that's something we can do. So get on the telephone, call your representatives, let's get this going. All right, let's get this going. Let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got Neil in Henderson, Nevada calling in this morning. Good morning, Neil. Welcome back.
Good morning, Kyle. I was listening to your previous caller, and I think it's important that we don't lose sight of the veterans and their health care needs. You know, and with all these immigrants coming in now, you know, it's going to strain our health care system from top to bottom. It's an open question. I would like to follow up with something I was talking about last night. I want to take aim at the FBI again. I didn't get a chance to really complete my thought and the problem with the FBI. One of the problems is that, and I'm not trying to insult anybody who already knows how this works, they are subordinate to the President of the United States. Now, we know Joe Biden is not in charge, but Ron Klain and his puppeteers, they're in charge, all right? And the FBI, the CIA, Department of Justice, the IRS. I have a question about that, the 87,000 IRS.
The new agents? Yeah, right.
Yeah. And they want to arm them, you know, to audit our taxes, so forth and so on. But this is, I mentioned this before, as long as you have a Democrat occupying the White House, our criminal justice system is bankrupt. There will be no accountability for wrongdoing by anybody who's connected to the Democratic Party or the media. Unfortunately, that's the way it is right now. We need... If we had a Democrat in the White, it's got to be like a JFK Democrat, you know, who has a commitment to integrity, you know, restoring integrity to the criminal justice system. I was listening to Christopher Wray today a little bit, but I just want to leave that alone. You know what I wanted to say, and this kind of, I don't know if it coincides, it bounces around a little bit, but, you know, they came out with a new approval rating for President Biden, and they say he's at 37% now. And I'm looking at that, and I'm reminding myself, 37%, okay. Arizona, in the last election, based upon the returns from Dominion Software, who they are installed in all the voting machines from Alaska to Hawaii, Puerto Rico, from coast to coast, okay. Dominion Software is telling us, all right, that the voters in Arizona voted for open borders. The voters nationwide say Joe Biden got more votes than any president in U.S. history.
That's right. That's what they say. That's right, yeah.
That's what they say. I mean, you know, data. That's the data we're getting at the retail level. John Fetterman was elected senator. Okay. You know, there's another – somebody else's name came – up today, Gretchen Whitmer. She, you know, tried to coordinate one of those Jesse Smollett's scams where, I don't know, two guys were stalking her or something, and it was proven to be a total fabrication on her behalf. There's never been any attention placed upon that or her. And she evidently, according, again, to Dominion Software, she won re-election by significant margins.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an open question mark. And there's a long list of things, you know, that are going to be prominent in this next election for president. Is it possible Joe Biden could be at 37% on an approval rating at this point in time?
Yeah.
I don't know. It challenges my imagination.
In other words, because... it's hard to believe that he's got 37%, like there's actually 37% of people out there. Well, part of that, I think, is just because he represents the Democrat point of view, but I think it's getting worse and worse because, and this is why I think it's prime time to be able to, you know, pick off certain voters and say, look, I mean, and you can even say what Trump said back in 2016. Why not give it a chance? I mean, this has, you've done the same thing over and over again for generations, and it never changes. So try something different. And then the voters certainly did.
Yeah, yes. Try something different. You know, I mean, just, you know, if you're Matt coaching a baseball team, you know, your pitcher's getting lit up, okay? You make an adjustment. You put in a relief pitcher. Try a different approach. Okay, to me, with Joe Biden, anything above 10%, I think sounds a little ridiculous.
Right.
You know, if anybody is intellectually honest with themselves, can you believe a 37% approval rating? You know, with the whole list, the whole laundry list of things we are witness to right now, I mean, I have a hard time digesting that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, well, if it was George W. Bush or any other modern-day president, and they had such low approval ratings, they'd be saying, you know, this is horrible, this is in huge trouble, and so forth, but they've got to try to keep bucking up Joe Biden.
Oh, they'll defend him to the last breath. Did you catch any of that debate tonight?
I did, as a matter of fact, yeah. What did you think?
I thought it was a little dramatic. I think it's kind of meaningless. I like Vivek, you know, because, you know, he's courageous and he stands up to the media. I was listening to his interview with, I think, Dana Bash is her name. And it's kind of annoying to listen to because she always, you know, she defines the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And he stood up to her, but I wish he would have just told her, you know, that's based upon your definition. That's not based upon my definition, whatever they were talking about at that particular moment.
Yeah.
But, Chris Christie is a clown. I mean, I remember when he was serving as governor of New Jersey, I was still living in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And when he left that position, his approval rating was like at 1%. Or 2%. And I'm not exaggerating. It was in the single digits.
Yeah, well, yeah, he may not be around in this race too much longer. And as Denise Simon was saying earlier, I think he's starting to promote his book or something like that. But he had several of his points across, but I don't know that he's just not getting the traction. But Neil in Henderson, Nevada, I sure appreciate the call. We're going to start heading out to the end of the program this morning. We're in the final segment. So I hope to hear from you again tomorrow night on the program.
All right, Carl. Have a good night.
You too. Great call. Thanks, Neil. Take care. All right, everybody. We're coming up to the final moments of the program this morning. Thanks to everybody listening, everybody who called in. We sure appreciate it. Everybody sending us direct messages. Thanks to everybody at AM860 The Answer. Thanks to everybody at GCN. And once again, thanks to you for listening. We sure appreciate it. We're going to see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Now go out there and make it a great day. Kyle Warren with you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.